host, Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I am so excited. I have a phenomenal woman who I was blessed to meet last September at a women's empowerment conference, and she is a powerhouse, y'all. So I had to bring her to I Am Becoming so that you could hear her phenomenal story and everything that she is doing in this community. She lives in the Virginia area. So if you are in her area, you definitely want to look her up. Amazing woman. Her name is Ms. Devonna Boone. She's an author. She's the founder of the nonprofit organization Precious Gems, Inc. in Natalie's Place. Her mission is super great. It's to empower young girls by teaching them resilience, promoting positive self-awareness, sisterhood, and the power that is within. She has a book that is an amazing, amazing story. I don't want to give it all away. I want her to tell you about it and how it has shaped her becoming. You guys know that I'm very, very big on you can come from anywhere and still become. It's never not a time to become. And I wanted her to bring her to I Am Becoming because she has a powerful story and she has not allowed it to make it a hindrance to her life, but yet use it to inspire, to still reach for others and help them to come to their becoming. So welcome to the show. I'm super stoked to have you here.
Thank you.
So I want you to explain to our viewers what you are doing with your Precious Gems. And how does it drive you in your own becoming?
Okay, well, hello, everyone. First of all, thank you for this opportunity to be up here on I Am Becoming. I'm so excited. I'm grateful for this opportunity. Well, Precious Gems, the Gems is Girls Empowering Mind and Spirit, and we basically work with young girls ages 10 to 18 to mentor them, and that's just basically teaching them life skills of basically how to be self-sustaining young ladies in our community. And so basically me encouraging them and empowering them, basically encourage myself, basically just practicing what I preach. Like, I can't tell them you can do anything you want to do or be anything you want to be, but then not doing it myself. So that right there evolved myself. I decided to write a book to share my story. And then that whole thing just has evolved into something else. And so the whole process started with my Precious Gems, with me basically what I went through with the trauma of losing my mom at 10 years old. I witnessed my mom being killed in front of me. And throughout that process, that whole journey of me growing up without my mom, I had to learn a lot of life lessons on my own. And so I just, at a certain age, I think around about 23, I wanted to start my nonprofit Precious Gems to basically just help young girls learn those life lessons that I learned the hard way, just to teach them before they had to learn the hard way, before they get all the heartache and all the pain and all the trauma that comes along with learning things the hard way. We wanted to teach them there's a better way to do things and better decisions to make in life to get better outcomes. So all of that has just evolved into everything else that I'm doing now.
That is so amazing. Amazing. I mean, just you basically encompass the true definition of what I Am Becoming is all about, as far as reaching back for others to, you know, not leave them stuck in their foundation, but to give them that springboard and the resources and the tools to leap forward in life and become a powerhouse. Like, that is a blessing, and I'm so honored to know you. So get into a little bit about what your vision is and how it's evolving into Natalie's Place.
Yes. So with the organization Precious Gems, that encouraged me to write my book. And then with my book, I started doing speaking engagements and started doing like women conferences and different things with adult women. And then it just grew a passion for me. And I got the vision to do Natalie's Place, which I've basically learned now that it was the vision from the beginning, but I just didn't know it pretty much. Now I'm just getting it. And it's just basically the vision we're going to, we want to provide a safe haven for women and their children who are basically abused, and we want to empower and equip them with all of the necessary tools to thrive as an independent survivor so that they don't go back to their abuser. Because with research, I've realized that 85% of women that are abused go back to their abuser because they can't sustain themselves financially independently out here. So they end up going back to the person that caused them to be hurt anyway and be out on the street. So if we can stop that cycle, then we can possibly end the cycle of domestic violence, end the cycle of homelessness. So now this place is not just going to be a place where we just give them somewhere to stay. We're actually going to give these women a chance to live in this house for up to a year, to not just have somewhere to stay, but to build and get these resources to help them be independent in society. So
that is amazing, and it's so needed, because you are absolutely right. Like, I know that I have worked with women helping women, and just, man, some of the stories, I'm huge on giving back, and, you know, I often ask people all the time, like, what is your story? Because you just never know what someone's story is, and the stories that I have been blessed to hear, and that women have been so graciously to share with me. I mean, they keep me going every day and make me want to do more and be the change.
Yes.
So listen, we're going to take a break, of course, because we have to pay some bills.
Yes.
But when we come back, we're going to get more into Author Devonna Boone and how she is an amazing becomer. Guys, we'll be right back. Stay right there.
You are empowered by knowing and mastering who you are. Join me, Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, aka Coach Val, and my expert guests on The I Am Way, where we're driving excellence in leaders through impact, action, and mastery. As a confidant, author, coach, and consultant, I have been helping professionals figure it out, transition, and make sense of it all on their path to greatness. We will discuss what we all need to be successful and effective leaders, things like awareness, discipline, information, knowledge, understanding, resources, drive, and self-care. If you're a business professional, entrepreneur, nonprofit, community, or family leader, get your dose of inspiration and your leadership challenge each week on Mondays at 8 a.m. on The I Am Way. Start your week by feeding your soul with positivity and encouragement. I am Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, here to help you achieve self-mastery and achieve your full potential.
Sweet Jazz Treats Bakery focuses on custom cakes and cupcakes that jazz up your taste buds. Jazz up your taste buds with the jazzy cake art flair. We cater for all special occasions as well. You can reach us at www.sweetjazztreatsbakery.com or call us at 513-293-1934. Come put a little jazz on your taste bud. Hey, everybody. It's Alonda Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspective. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you. Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back. This is Coach Alonda Brooks, your host, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. We have the amazing author, Ms. Devonna Boone. You can follow her, look her up, get her book. She is a powerhouse, honey, and she is somebody that is definitely should be in your top five who's who that you need to know. Okay? So before we went on break, she was sharing her vision for her home that she is now encompassing called Natalie's Place, which is so amazing because it's a safe haven for women and children that are survivors of domestic abuse and just abuse in general. And that is just amazing. It's going to provide them resources to be able to self-sustain and stand tall through their survival, which is super dope. So I know your story, but the people don't know your story. So how, in your book, you touched on your story, so I'm asking this question from knowing her story, but how do you feel like domestic violence has shaped your becoming?
So seeing my mom being murdered in front of me, basically stabbed to death at the age of 10 years old, it caused a lot of trauma that I had to basically learn how to heal from through trial and error. Like, I didn't have anybody to, like, teach me about self-reflection and healing and meditation and therapy and all. Like, this was, like, trial and error. And then once I got older and learned different things on my own and different techniques, but the persevering built my character, which had produced my hope. Like, it made my faith stronger, and it just produced something within me that made me want to become more than what I was, you know. And I was just like, I have to be something great. I have to be something better, because my mom's life just cannot be a lost thing, you know. Like, her life has to mean something, you know. So that's my whole being, the whole experience with seeing her being beat, seeing her being killed, like that whole experience for me, it just taught me that I don't want to be that person. Even though growing up and becoming an adult, I still kind of followed my mom's footsteps a little bit. But somewhere along the way, the light bulb hit and it switched, and I was like, this is not the life that I'm trying to live. No matter how hard I tried, it was like I still kind of follow, but I got out of it, and I know that there is a better way. And so the people that are stuck in it, there's a way to get out of it, but they just need the right tools and the right resources. So because I learned through trial and error, and I learned from my mom's life, I know what to do and what not to do. I learned from those mistakes. So I just believe, I call myself the hope filler. And I believe that hope is what you believe for the future. And I believe that my chest has now become my testimony. So I'm still becoming, and I'm still growing, and I'm just being an advocate for domestic violence. And I believe that that trauma is what has produced that. So I'm becoming an advocate, and I'm going to stay an advocate. And I hope that my audience, and I hope that the people that I reach just continue to grow, because I believe that the people that Natalie's Place touch, those people are going to touch other people.
Yeah, I really do believe it too. I mean, me personally, my own personal experience, I was married for 14 years to someone who had a drug addiction. And, mm-hmm. you know, and out of that, as a person gets deeper and deeper in their addiction, they become someone that they don't even know that mm-hmm. they could become. So, you know, as a result of that, of course, abuse happens. And, you know, I know oftentimes people always say, like, how does that person stay, right? Like, why do people get out, right? And I'm like, you know, I know it's easier said than done, but when you're in there, so what you're doing is so powerful. And you, like, I don't even think you know. Like, you know a little bit on the tip of the iceberg, but this is so monumental what you're doing. Because I know, even as I begin to come away from my own situation, how I met other women through my own self-healing that just had different stories and different foundations. And like you said, just developing the tools so that they can be generational curse breakers, because, you know, I'm firm on that. But you have to have tools. You have to have your weapons, right, to go against that battle. So this is just monumental. Like, it's a game changer, seriously. And I appreciate it. And I know that being a hope filler sometimes can be a thankless job. So on behalf of all the women that you will touch and all the ones that you've already touched, thank you so much for taking on this life work, because it's a thankless job, really, and sometimes you hope to have some success stories that circle back around to you, that come back and let you know where they are. But sometimes people just go forth in their journey and their healing and they never look back. So
That's true. I
want to thank you for everybody that may forget to say thank you, because what you are doing is amazing. My goodness,
you're going to make me cry. Oh my God.
It's really, really huge. Like, this is really, really huge. This is major. So I appreciate that. So with that being said, I want to know, when you're philanthropic and you have these goals that God puts into you, right, that are bigger than you, like, because this is bigger than you. At the end of your life's journey, what do you want the world to say about the beautiful work that you're doing in your community?
Like you just said, this is bigger than me. So first of all, God gets the glory out of all that I do, because this is Him. Basically, I'm just being obedient. Like, He gives me direction, the vision, and I just act on that, and I'm just the vessel. I'm just being obedient. So if the world has anything to say, I just want them to say that she did God's work, and that's enough for me. That's all I need. So basically, at the end of the day, I just want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, and I just want the legacy that I built to be carried on for my mom's story to continue to save thousands and hopefully millions of women's lives, and those women, like I said before, just continue to pay it forward. So that's what I hope this whole thing does. And that's mine.
So I know that you're currently setting up to take donations so that you can reach the masses. If people want to partner with you, where can they send donations to? And what type of things are you receiving at this time for your purpose and your cause?
Well, at this time, we're accepting donations. We're setting up for a silent auction that's going to take place in December for around Christmas time. So if anybody has, like, services, like, if anybody, like a coach, if they wanted to offer, like, a free hour consultation or a free package or program or something, or a barber wanted to offer a free haircut, or like services, or if anybody or a company, lawn care service, want to give a free grass cut, like anything like that, or any type of electronics or stuff. And we are accepting monetary donations. And this is still new. Like, Nally's Place we're still in the starting processes. So that part, as far as accepting the funds, that's still a work in process. But if anybody wants to donate anything, they can contact me via my phone. My phone number is 757-556-6050. And my email for Nally's Place is nallysplaceva@gmail.com. And I can send you information, and you can, we'll set it up that way where you can actually donate funds towards Nally's Place that way. And then once the website is set up, everybody will be able to donate through the website. So that's a work in progress right now. We're building our website. So it's on the way.
Okay. So and if you want to purchase your book.
And also, if you wanted to purchase my book, my website for that is up and running. It's www.authordevonnaboone.com. And you just click on the shop link and you can order my book. And that goes directly to Amazon. And then there's also shirts up there that I'm also selling, the Hope Dealer shirts. They are $15 and they are also available on my website as well.
Awesome. Also, too, they can follow you on Instagram, right, at Author Devonna Boone?
Yes, Author Devonna Boone on Instagram and Facebook, and also Nally's Place on Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, she gets some good inspiration daily, guys, so definitely go follow her. And definitely donate. Like, we always say we want to build our own communities back, but we often don't put our resources in the right place. So definitely donate. I'm definitely going to donate. I'm definitely going to, when Nally's Place opens, you definitely can count on me to have the Like Sunday products flowing up through
there.
Thank you. Could be lovely, smelling good and all of that. Yes, because that's definitely something that I'm very, very passionate about. And I want to see all my people win. And that's everything that I'm about. So I want to thank you so much for bringing a beautiful spirit to I Am
Thank
Becoming.
You. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Anytime, you know you're always welcome. as always, guys, you can always follow me on I Must Become One on Instagram. Email me for your accountability at imustbecomeone@yahoo.com. Meet me here every Sunday at 3 p.m. for your Sunday motivation. And you know, don't do anything for man's opinion, but do everything with man in mind. I love you. I'm rooting for you. Become. Peace. Thank you.